844-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We come before your presence with praise. We exalt, we magnify, we glorify you. We're so grateful, Heavenly Father, that you have found us in such a way to be here today, to hear a word from the Lord that will challenge us, inspire us, motivate us, and encourage us to be better stewards of your word. We further declare that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy holy and great sight. You are our redeemer. You are our restorer. You are our health and our strength. And today, Lord God, we celebrate the name of Jesus, the power source for the world. In today and forevermore, we glorify and we magnify you, O Lord, with our whole heart, for you are an awesome God. And because you're an awesome God, we praise thee and we honor you with our very best. And now, Lord God, we pray this day, a day of celebration, a day that we honor and glorify you. And now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, Minister Evans, to the Antioch family, to those of you that are visiting with us today, if there be any, and to those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These are exciting times, and because these are exciting times, we celebrate the name of Jesus in this occasion. If you have your Bibles with you this day, there's a word from the Lord that's taken from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 17 and 18. And we have it on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you. You may be seated. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. From those couple of scriptures we want to use for a topic this morning, examining the new me. Examining the new me, which can imply there used to be an old me. If there's a new me, there certainly had to be an old me. So this is an examination time. Let's reflect back. The year was 1971. The city was Dallas, Texas. I was an undergraduate student at Bishop College, and I was failing in the subject of English. English was not one of my better subjects. My professor at the time, Dr. Tanner, was a graduate of the University of Mississippi. She would often talk about how she stood in line behind James Meredith. And James Meredith was the first African American to gain admission to the University of Mississippi. This admission was during a time of turbulence in America. Does it sound familiar? As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Civil Rights Movement gained national attention, as it challenged the segregation and discrimination in this country. Dr. Tanner was a difficult and hard instructor. And in a counseling session, she shared that I was not going to pass her course. But she gave me an option. If I passed the English proficiency test, she would give me a passing grade. And the English proficiency test was a test that all freshmen had to pass in order to move on to become a sophomore. And so I prayed and I studied about that test, and I looked at some writings and stories with correct punctuation. And at the time, I had an excellent memory, more like photographic. And I memorized the writing structure and the correct punctuation. And I took that test after praying about it. And I passed that test. And I said all that, Antioch, because I wasn't the man that I am today. I knew the Lord, but I didn't have a relationship with him. Antioch, all of us today may know the Lord, but have you had a relationship with him, a personal relationship with him? As Christians, there should be something about us that's uniquely, undeniably, and explicitly different. Something about us that draws attention to the world, that let them know that we are not like them, but we are uniquely like Christ Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 10:33, if you deny me before me, and I will deny you before my Father. And the reason for that is simple. As I dissected, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If anyone deny the way, you just messed up. If anyone deny the way, they are denying the truth and the life. So how then can I expect to get to heaven if I'm denying the Father and I don't have a relationship with the way? Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Jesus said, I am the way to the Father's house. I am the way to eternal life. The Father has already given me the authority to do it all. And I began to understand why we as Christians need to examine our relationship with him. So there is a question this morning as we begin to examine ourselves to see if we are spiritually adapting to what is right in our life, but spiritually right with our Savior. Examination number one. In 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Corinth. And the Apostle Paul is an unusual man because he used to be called Saul. And because he used to be called Saul, he was a man that was zealous. He had a piety. He was one that had a relationship with the religious leaders and with the laws. And because he was a zealous man, he was given authority to go after all those who were of the early church. And he was given letters to persecute the church. And because he was given these letters, because of his piety, because he thought he was doing what was right in his own eyesight, the apostle Saul at the time began persecuting all the Christians until he had an encounter on the Damascus Road. And that was an examination on that road because there was the Lord appeared to him and asked the question, Saul, why do you persecute me? I need you to examine who are you? And he said, I'm the Lord whom you persecute. Examination. Are we persecuting the Lord today? Yeah. Are we doing what the Lord has required of us? Do we say we love the Lord? Are we pious and zealous in such a way that we say, I will go all out for the Lord? And yet when the Lord says, here am I, do you love me more than these? Peter said, Lord, you know. When we see what the Lord is telling us in the second chapter of Corinthians, in this fifth chapter, we see how he is opening up our eyes to the realization of what he has to say. For in this fifth chapter, in that 17th verse, the Apostle Paul makes four opposing arguments, or four opposing statements. And these statements begin with a condition. For Paul states, if any man or if any woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creation, a creature. For old things are old man are passed away, and now all things in our life become new. Let's see. It's like when a doctor gives us a physical examination. The doctor reads all of our old conditions first. All of our old problems that we have or that we are having. And the reason for that, Antioch, is because the doctor has to be knowledgeable concerning the old conditions. He does that so that he does not repeat the same treatment once again. If our conditions has not changed, he may then change the treatment to do something new. When Jesus entered, met Nicodemus, he said to him, you must be born again. And that rebirth which Jesus spoke of was not a physical birth, but it was spiritual. Jesus was looking for a spiritual change in Nicodemus, and Jesus is looking for a spiritual change in each and every one of us. In our examination this morning, examination question number one, what changes have been
thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Wade Hampton Show.